You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
It's all about the lunchtime doctor, and we are going to jump straight to Super Farm. That's in Trinity Central Road alongside, Davey and Dr. Sophia Muhammad.
All right, thank you very much, Carrie V. Remember, we are broadcasting live here on Freedom 106.5 FM, Vibe City 105, Sangeet 106.1, and Sky 99.5 FM. Davey and Dr. Sophia Muhammad, we are live at Superfarm Trincity, in the Trincity area, where the lunchtime doctor is here. Any question? Doc, how are you going? It's been a minute since we worked together.
Good afternoon, Davey. Good afternoon to all of our customers right here at Superfarm Trincity, the dynamic crew that we have here. And of course, all of you listeners right here on our TBC network in Trinidad, across our region, in the USA, in UK. I heard we had listeners all the way across in UK, in Canada.
Yes.
A warm welcome to your lunchtime doctor. I am Dr. Sophia Muhammad, here to help you optimize your health. We're just on the heels of World Pharmacist Day, and sitting with me is one of the long-serving pharmacists of Superfarm Trincity, Kavita Devi Singh Gosain. So Kavita, tell me, what are some of the specials right here on Superfarm Trincity that your customers can look forward to today?
Well, good afternoon to you, Doc. Good afternoon, Davey. I'd like everyone to thank you so much for being here with us at Superfarm Trincity. And yes, we just had our Pharmacist Day. It's a World Pharmacist Day. It's an international time where we take time to tell our pharmacists thank you for the effortless work that they're doing and serving to patients.
Tell us the importance of a pharmacist in a pharmacy.
So a pharmacist is there to help to guide you to take your medications in the correct manner, to the correct pace, to get the correct outcome of your medications, to minimize the side effects, and to generally make you feel better. Any questions you may have that you can't get onto your doctor, your pharmacist is always there. And we at Superfarm pride ourselves because we are here from open to close, which is 7:30 a.m. and we go all the way till 11 o'clock in some stores, so you're always privy to information from a pharmacist.
Now, just now, permit me, doctor, on the heels of as we say, World Pharmacist Day, is there some kind of special training that you all receive when it comes to reading a prescription? Because you ought to be a special kind of person to read what them doctors is be writing.
Yes,
Dr. Sophia Muhammad is sitting next to me, and I'm sure if I tell her write me something, no, I wouldn't understand.
Absolutely. Correct. Not correct. My handwriting is still in queue. But
so is there anything special that training, yes, that you all go through,
yes,
to another decipher,
yes,
these things?
Correct. At the School of Pharmacy, we've gone through special training to read Latin symbols, to read all the symbols that the doctors would write, be it that they may write it properly like Dr. Sophia or not. You know, we're there to decipher the information and give the correct and proper information to our patients.
But the pharmacists are ones. It's really part of a multidisciplinary team.
Right.
As we were sharing and chatting early on, we work piece hand in hand, like pieces of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We lean on each other. In fact, there are conversations that we would sometimes reach out to the pharmacist and go, here's the situation with the patient. What are the different drug interactions?
Mm-hmm.
Kavita, if it's one thing I know is the important role of a pharmacist, and I just want to take the time to applaud all of our pharmacists across Trinidad and Tobago, across the world, for the invaluable service that you help in terms of making sure our patients are optimized.
Thank you.
You wanted to share a little bit about Tuesday. It's a special day at Superfarm.
Yes, so today is Tuesday. Today is our 10% Senior Citizens Day Tuesday. Once you're 60 and over, you're privy to 10% and our extra savings. So, you know, check your bill. Look at our savings. You always, always have a beneficial purchase to make at Superfarm.
So, Carrie, over to you. If there are any questions on the WhatsApp or calls, let us know. Any on the board at present?
Yes, we do. We do. We do have a call. Let's take it and see. Hi, good afternoon. You're live.
Carrie, what's up?
I'm good. I'm good. You're live on the lunchtime doctor at Superfarm.
Yes, easy, man.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
I know something. On today's Guardian, they have a segment, right? On page 32, what is light headedness? And the last thing I want to object to the doctor that you didn't get an award. You need to get an award for the good work you do. Having the student healthy, less people going to the hospital and saving the government money.
What's your question again?
Yes, onto this Guardian, page 22, they pull out the health. Heart attack symptoms, men versus women, and attack is lightheadedness.
Lightheadedness.
Could you explain this, Doc? Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Perfect. So that particular question, the caller is referencing our Health Plus segment in Guardian today. On Friday's World Heart Day, so we wanted to show our heart some love. And we talked about some of the signs and symptoms one may experience if they're having a heart attack. Now, here's the thing. Persons may think they may get chest pain. That is one of the typical symptoms. But you can get atypical, non-familiar symptoms. It could just be dizziness. So the caller asked about lightheadedness. That's where one may feel dizzy. One may be walking about and feel fatigued, feel very tired, may not have the usual amount of energy, and it's a key sign. Some persons may not even have these signs and symptoms of a heart attack, and that's why it's so important we emphasize getting checked out. Get that blood pressure. Kavita, when I walked through Superfarm, I recognized there was a little section available for your customers where persons can get their blood pressure checked.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about
that.
So
right now we have free blood pressure and free blood sugar testing in our stores for anyone, any shopper. You come to us, you let us know you want to get your blood sugar, your blood pressure checked, and there's always a medical personnel there to guide you and to give you your results of those tests.
One WhatsApp that messaged me privately a little while ago, he was saying we usually will take medication after a heart attack or when we discover that we're having heart problems. Is there something that we can take to avoid?
Most definitely.
You know, what are the things that we can use?
Again, in the Health Plus article, WHO, World Health Organization, talked about 80% of these heart attacks, cardiovascular disease, is preventable. Let's not only focus on the medication. Let's look at those lifestyle factors. What are we eating? Staying away from processed. Let's make sure we're not living that sedentary lifestyle. Coming up in the van to here to Superfarm, Leslie and I were talking about the trek up to Fort George and Bamboo Cathedral and looking at our times. And I'm encouraging my young 11-year-old, because guess what? I know we are at risk because of the genetics risk factor. So it's important for us to start those lifestyle factors in play. But what can we take? Let's make sure we're optimizing our health. We may start with an anticoagulant like aspirin. We may, if the person's cholesterol levels are high, start on a statin. Again, all of these medications are ones we can start with. There are even some multivitamins that can support our heart health. So there's that integration of the medications, there's that integration of your lifestyle factors, all to prevent you from reaching heart attack and stroke.
All right, so we have some more messages. Carrie, back in studio to you.
Sure.
Any questions coming up on our message board?
Let me first remind callers and listeners that you can call us 627-3223, 625-2257. This is the lunchtime, Doctor. Good afternoon, Doctor. When I stand for a lengthy period of time, then sit for a while, when I do stand and walk again, I got a lot of pain under my right heel. What causes this? And what can be recommended to help?
So when that pain starts, especially in the lower limb, that's a neuropathy. That's the nerve endings upstarting. That's actually it being showing some level of damage. But that's a good sign, because if you're feeling that tingling, if you're feeling that numbness, that means it has not progressed to complete damage of the nerves, and it's still very treatable. In fact, it's even reversible. So to that person who messaged in, let's make sure, one, you get your blood pressure checked, because it can be an hypertensive neuropathy. Get your diabetic values checked. It can be a diabetic neuropathy. Mm-hmm. It can even be something with the neuromuscular, a compression of the end point. Get it checked out, because it will progress to loss of nerve, loss of sensation, where it will be complete numbness. And one wouldn't want to be walking around and you can't feel the base of your feet. Now, we're here live at Superfarm Trent City. And right in front of me, there's a patient already. There are many patients lined up, many clients, customers here. Tell us, sir. Tell us your name and welcome to the Lunchtime Doctor.
Harun Ramkrishna is the name.
And what's your question here today?
I'm 77 years old, and I find that the lower part of my when I do my pressure, it's yes. in the 90s.
Okay. So let's look at that pressure. Can you remember the full value?
138 over 91.
138 over 91. Thank you so much, Mr. Harrell. I'm happy you know your value. Knowing your blood pressure is key, but that 138 on 91 is indeed what we would consider elevated. Normal textbook value is what we'd want, about 120 on 80. That bottom value, your diastolic, it's important that, are you already on any medications?
Recently, yes.
Okay, so let's continue taking those medications. It will take a little while for the medications to have a direct impact on your full cardiovascular system. Here are some other things you can look at. We may not pay attention to our nutrition. Let's try to remove, cut down on some of the salt within the meals. I'm sure you're taking some exercise with your grandchildren, yes? Yes, do a little bit more of that. Exercising outside, anything that will remove the level of sedentary and put that activity level. Mm. I am guaranteeing you, in 3 months' time, continue looking at your nutrition, cutting down on that salt and process, adding a little layer of new exercise. I'm going to ask a hard question. Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking.
Excellent. So stay away from any sort of smoking. Those are the lifestyle factors. Stay consistent with the medication, and we will start to see that blood pressure go down.
What about water?
Very important. Hydrating and managing the stress levels. Because we could be taking the medication. If the stress level is there, then we're worsening the pie. Right? So you're on track. This is a fairly good blood pressure. We want it to come down the diastolic. So to all of our listeners, I'm sure you all know, when you check your blood pressure, your top value is your systolic, the bottom value is your diastolic. Is that normal blood pressure value? Did you hear that?
It was 140 over 80. 120 over
on 80.
On 80,
so
right.
Heard that,
I heard that part. Yeah,
I hope all of our listeners now. We do have giveaways here. So thank you for participating for your medications. You are getting that gift right here from Superfarm. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks a lot.
One question coming in here before we take that call. Carrie, have the call online there
yes,
for us?
Yes, I have the caller ready waiting. That's you there. All right, hi, good afternoon. You're live?
Hi, good day. Hi. What can cause dizziness from getting up while lying down?
What causes dizziness?
Yeah, you lie down and as you get up, you're getting dizzy. What can cause that?
No. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carrie, and thank you so much to the caller. When that happens, as in changing from lying to standing or lying to sitting, that's called postural hypotension. That you definitely, we need to get your blood pressure checked. We also need to pay attention to your thyroid functions in particular. We'd probably, so go check your healthcare facility or your private doctor, because you may want to take that one step further. That postural hypertension could also affect your daily habits when you're driving. If you're handling any equipment, that blood pressure may go lower and then you may feel dizzy, lightheadedness. So let's get the postural hypertension checked because it's very treatable. Hope that answers your question. Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, the Lunchtime Doctor.
Hi, I'm Terrence Jean. I've sustained an injury while playing football, right? Since the 2nd of August. And since then, I have iced it. I have used Divon gel, you know, and still no relief.
Right?
It's the first time I've sustained this type of injury because I've been playing sports a very long time. Mm-hmm. Very first time I got an injury like this. And what happened, my job entails standing a lot. Mm-hmm. Right? So when I move, the pain moves from this foot, not from to this foot, because I put more pressure on the other foot.
Yes, compensatory
right?
pain.
So that's why I came to get an assessment to see what would
fantastic.
Help.
Now, today is just quick, short conversations, but yes. Here's the key things. You said 2nd of August, so that's more than 8 weeks you have a sustained injury. Typically, we advise our patients, you ever heard the acronym RICE?
Yep.
Rest, yeah. Ice, compression, elevation. But you said back at work, you would have had to continue being on your feet.
Yes.
Here's where one, I would suggest, not only is seeing the healthcare professional, but we may need to do an x-ray of the area. See if there are any small fragmentation, any fractures. We want to rule that out. It may just be musculoskeletal injury of the soft tissue, and that's why the pain is still persisting. Because if you are continuously placing that pressure on the leg as you move along, as you carry about, then the weight of it is going to worsen the trauma to the area. You may also need some anti-NSAIDs, anti-inflammatory, to reduce the pain to the area. Because here's what happens. When there's an injury, the body wants to go into a healing zone. So it sends different neurochemicals to the area to help heal it. But sometimes we need that little help, and that's where the NSAIDs come in. So today, take that next step. Go see a proper healthcare physician where you'll be fully assessed. This is just a 1 minute quick. I don't even have my x-ray machine with me. So let's get it checked out, get proper medications, and of course you may need to put that ice, compression, elevation. If you can, manage it, balance it with your work, but keep in mind the RICE acronym. Check us in about 2 weeks time and let's know how it healed.
All right, thank you so much. The dangers of not feeling, of that numbness under your feet, what are some of the dangers in that?
So the key unfortunate thing with when there's a neuropathy is that one may start with just the nerve damage where you're feeling that numbness and tingling. But when it goes to actual not having the sensation, say you're driving and you lose control in the feet, then you're not even going to be able to press the brakes. Say you're walking about in the garden and you may have on your slippers, but you may have some sort of, you may hit the feet, you may have a nail impressed upon the skin. All of that you will not feel. That if you're diabetic, it will have worsened, it'll have delays in nerve damage is so critical that we attend to sooner rather than later. What we do know right here in Trinidad and Tobago is we see most of our diabetics when they present with this type of injury. If there is numbness, tingling, please get it checked out.
All right. Before we go to the gentleman live on location, let's clear up one of the questions we have back in studio with Carrie V on our WhatsApp board.
Sure. Hi, good afternoon, doctor. Is asthma a formability? A formability, if asthma is a formability.
So I'm not... Thank you so much, Carrie, for that question. Asthma tends to be it's a disease that affects the respiratory system. Unfortunately, it will compromise not just your respiratory system, it can compromise your immune system. One may present with the signs and symptoms of asthma from early on. You may present with shortness of breath, on exertion, on exercise, and if not treated, it can progress to respiratory failure. Most times than not, children may outgrow the asthmatic condition if they maintain proper treatment. So not quite clear on the full question what they ask, but that's exactly what asthma is. We are here at Superfarm Trin City, where we're live in store, and there's so many patients here, clients who have come to just chat with the lunchtime doctor. Right now sitting in front of me is another young gentleman. Tell us your name.
Stanton.
And what are you? What's your complaint today?
2021, I had a H1C1 of 6.6, right? When I did it about 7 months subsequent, it went to 6.2, right? So I want to know.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So he mentioned, and this is what I love about this show, now we have patients, clients telling us the actual values. I tell everyone, if you want to optimize your health, know your ABCs. The A is HbA1c, your glycosylated hemoglobin. B, your blood pressure. And C, Davy, you'll tell me what the C is later on. But the client in front of us asked just now about the HbA1c. 6.6, and now it's coming down to 6.2%. Anything over 6.5 is considered in that diabetic phase. As you've been, you've obviously been integrating some lifestyle measures. Are you on any medications for diabetes?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. So the 6.2 means there's an improvement in your HbA1c, your glycemic control. So the glucose metabolism within the body is better regulated. There must have been some changes in your lifestyle, and that's why you're seeing a progression downwards. That's a good thing.
Is diet?
Yes. Have you been?
Yeah, well, yeah, technically exercise too.
Excellent. So you're living, fast walking walking proof of it. Yeah. You're not in any medication, but you've been watching your diet and
exercise.
What have you been doing with the exercise?
Well, sometimes I get up all 4:30 and take a little walk around the block for about 45 minutes, half an hour.
Excellent.
Brisk walking. One short question, because I know they have a line.
Yes.
Sleep deprivation, right? Loud music, that could cause people to get stroke.
So sleep deprivation will affect your stress levels, your cortisol.
Yeah.
So yes, it can be one of the factors that will play a role in worsening your cardiovascular stability. It can be one of the factors that can lead to stroke, and I'm glad you brought that up. Sleep deprivation is something that I think our whole community unfortunately suffer with.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you pointed out that just by nutrition and exercise, you've been able, so you're walking testimony, in been able to bring down your HbA1c 6.6 to 6.2. Well done, sir. Congratulations.
Stop taking sugar in hot meals too.
Excellent. So we're giving him one of the hampers here.
Oh, thank you very
much. Thank you so much for participating in our lunchtime, doctor.
Good job.
All right, so we are here live on location, Super Farm in Trin City on the Trin City Central Road, where the lunchtime doctor, Dr. Sophia Muhammad, she is live in the store and fielding questions from our customers that are passing through. Of course, if you have any questions, you can send a WhatsApp to 306-1065. We're also taking your calls here live in studio as well as Davy and Sophia Muhammad. Dr. Sophia Muhammad, live on location, Super Farms. If you're hearing our voice, you're not too late to reach to the store to benefit from the lunchtime doctor. Who is this young lady we have with us here this afternoon? Your both feet? Very numb. All right. Okay.
So thank you so much. So we have a lovely, beautiful woman here sharing, unfortunately, about the both feet swelling. She didn't quite come on live here. That's all right. That's okay. Are you diabetic or hypertensive? So first thing we need to do is let's make sure we get that checked out, right? So how do we get that checked out? I'm glad you brought some of the values, yes. Yeah. So from your just a preliminary look at these values, it does mean that your glucose metabolism is indeed affected, and we would need to probably start on some medications. Like I just mentioned, the patients present with swelling of the feet or tingling on the feet. And right. So the patient just shared here to me, to all of our listeners, that she doesn't know sometimes if she has on a slip or shoe because there may be that loss of sensation. Exactly what we just talked about. That may be a diabetic neuropathy. So please, I want to urge you, take the step today. Go to your health center, your private doctor. Just make sure we start the conversation. Today is your step to optimize your health. These values we need to pay a deeper attention to and start treatment. And just like the person who was here before, he said he got some high values. And did you hear what he said? He started exercising, paying attention to nutrition, paying attention to the sugar and the glucose metabolism. You can do it too. Yes, definitely. Right. So what I'm looking at here, she's showing me her values. I'll have to have this conversation offline after the program, but a lot of your blood values are deranged, and it may not be where we can just give the medications right away, right? We need to do further investigations, okay? All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am.
So we understand that not everyone who's here, they want to share your medical information, but they're a little concerned with the level of privacy. That's okay. We're here at Superfarm Trin City fielding your questions. We're also getting the questions through Carrie V from the studio. So,
Carrie, is there anything that you have there for us this time?
Yes, we do. But just let me remind our listeners, the Lunchtime Doctor show is live at Superfarm Trin City and broadcasting live on Freedom 106.5 FM, Vibe City 105, Sangeet 106.1 FM, and Sky 99.5. FM. Listeners, you can call me 627-3223-625-2257, as well as you can send your questions on our WhatsApp 306 1065. Hi, doctor. Good afternoon. Can you suddenly develop allergies in your 60s? How can you tell if your problem is an allergy or something else?
Good question.
So that is an excellent question. Yes, persons can develop allergies as they progress, as they get older, by having a level of sensitization. I know particularly we've seen patients where they loved shrimp, they loved seafood, but after a lot of it, they developed the sensitization and developed an allergic reaction to it. What would happen? There may be some sort of pre-trigger. So either the virus you may have had before or some sort of bacterial infection, and then it triggers the immune system. That tends to be an autoimmune reaction. Definitely take that next step, get it checked out, and you may need some antihistamines. You may need to walk around with some antihistamines if you do have these allergic type reactions. Now we're here to all of our listeners. I'm sure they know where we're at Super Farm Trin City. So earlier on, Davey, I mentioned that quick message of good health. How to optimize your health, your A, B, C's.
Right, so the C was that thing that we were talking about, caring.
Caring is a good one. We need to know your cholesterol. So blood pressures, HbA1c, and your cholesterol. If everyone can just know these numbers, in your Guardian Health Plus today, we talked about preventing stroke, preventing heart attacks. In there, there's also a risk calculator. We all like to take our own health in our hands. No problem. We all have heard about WebMD and Google MD. So let's make sure that we take that risk calculator and assess our health. Over all to you, Carrie.
Carrie, bring that call in for us one time.
Hi, good afternoon, you're live.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, afternoon.
Well, my problem is the lady I live with, she either she the room as she said, is she talking, when you feel she talking to somebody, is she alone talking and laughing with me? She said, what is that?
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
So, unfortunately, as one ages, there may be different changes in the cognitive disposition. If your loved one is having conversations that doesn't seem quite within the normal, let's take the time to have a sensitive conversation with them and then move that to the next step of seeking help, seeking therapy. Because as one age, there are different changes in the cognitive perceptions, in the cognitive function. Unfortunately, right here in Trinidad and Tobago, we have a high numbers of Alzheimer's, of dementia, and these are some of the early signs where one may just be talking to another person or talking to themselves or losing their keys, misplacing things. All of these are early signs of dementia. I'm not saying that that's what your partner, your loved one is experiencing. I say we certainly need to get it investigated, but pay attention because I'm glad you noticed it.
I have another
question. All right, so let's shift focus to this young lady here sitting with us.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lunchtime Doctor. We have another in-store client here.
I always make it my business every Tuesday when you're speaking with JW. Right? And they say one day, why they don't come close to where I live, Aruka? And here I am, although I was on a busy schedule, but I make it possible to be here.
Thank you so much.
My problem really isn't, I find of late, because I am a gardener, I do my own gardening at home, and the bending, I believe, is hamburging my legs here now, you know? But apart from that, my cholesterol is good, my pressure is good, I am not a diabetic, right? So I know those three main things, and we are all old livers. My mother died at 93, my sister Granny Lucas at 92. I sure you knew her, Granny Lucas, right?
Yes.
And we take care of ourselves. You know, the long time, my mother a long time one, and you have to drink this, you eat this, and what, and the next. But we are living in a new era now, right? And you know, we may want to try all different things, but still I keep to my eatings as scheduled, because I take a lot of what you say on the TV there, and I jot down, I read by the papers, and I...
What incredible positive feedback. Thank you so much.
79.
79. If I can look half as good when I reach this beautiful ripe age of 79 as this client in front of us, I'll be on air.
I'm still strong. You will be amazed to see the work. I say 25-year-old, I must invite some of the young people in my area to come and see the work that I do.
So thank you so much to this lovely person who came in here today.
So what I must do with it?
So let's talk about the leg.
Yes.
Now, you're already doing a lot of good things. What may happen is that you may be sitting in that position for a lengthened time. So there may be what you call those muscular cramps. Over time, lactic acid can build up within the muscles. There is, and I believe it's right here in Superfarm, the rollers, when afterwards you want to just apply that rolling, apply some massaging, help them remove some of that buildup of lactic acid within the muscles, and of course dissipate it. When you're gardening, I'm sure you may spend a lot of time in that crouch position. So just like how when we're sitting here behind the desk, we encourage persons to stand, stretch, exercise, change the movements a little bit. So you're not in that crouch position, so you won't be crunching or compressing any little nerves. But you're already doing a lot of the great things. Continue doing that. Continue spreading the messages of health. And of course, thank you for being such a loyal fan to us at Health Plus and Guardian Media.
And continue looking at you.
Team effort. Team effort.
Okay, thanks much for the advice.
Thank you for such positive feedback.
Yeah, that was great. We thank you so much. And at 79, you never looked younger. Thank you so much.
100 and change, what happened?
She's going to 100 and change. I have a great granduncle who just turned 106 years old.
And he looks good.
And he could lift more weights than me. And he believes in farming and eating from the land. And he continues to guide us on telling us every day. He sends little messages on what he's from the land.
Everything. Because when you buy these things, I bought tractors some time ago. But it's in the fridge. It's cheap. So I have a Bible, 4 or 5 bundles. And in 2 days, they turn water. I said, no, encourage me. I plant my bok choy, lettuce, you name it.
So you're eating those healthy things.
Correct.
I tell all of our listeners, of my clients, all of my patients, eat from the colors of the rainbow, a little bit of everything.
All right, so back to studio with Carrie V as we get another question coming off of our WhatsApp number, 3061065. Carrie V.
Hey, good afternoon, doctor. How can I get help? I am suffering with chronic ulcers in both feet. It is leaking and giving off a smell, and it is very painful. How can I check with this?
Thank you so much for that person, to that person who sent in that message. That ulcer definitely sounds something like a diabetic ulcer. The mere fact that there's inflammation, there's that fluid coming out, there's that unfortunate, unhealthy aroma, means that there may be a superimposed bacterial infection on that diabetic ulcer. What is important today, not tomorrow, today, seek that medical help, be it the health center, be it your private institution. But you can, it's so important because why? That ulcer will become degraded, it'll worsen, and unfortunately, with our diabetic ulcers, we've had patients where we may need to amputate the leg if it becomes septic, and that's what we want to prevent. So there's even the Diabetic Association, you can reach out to that number, but still, let's make sure you seek medical help today. Now we want to invite one of our pharmacists right here from Superfarm, because we have so many in-store activations happening.
The thing about it is, you know, you said the pharmacist and she started spilling around. It was you. Good afternoon and welcome to us here on Guardian Media. Remember, you're live. Let me tell you all the stations you're on so that, you know, your nerves can get rattled a bit. You're on Vibe CT 105. We are here on Freedom 106.5, Sangeet 106.1, and Sky 99.5 FM. All right, so we are in with the Lunchtime Doctor live on location. If you're still hearing our voice, we have approximately 11 or 12 minutes again. Live here at Superfarm in Trin City.
So this is good afternoon, Marissa Cuffy. And again, our applause, our celebration, our commemoration for World Pharmacist Day. Thank you so much for all that each one of you all do.
Thank you.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about some of the additional things happening here at Superfarm as we engage during the school term, but going into the Christmas time. When I walked in, I was so pleased to see all the Christmas decor.
Yes, well, we have all Christmas decorations out so everybody can benefit from that. We have it out a little early, so everyone wants to get a jump start on the 100 days of Christmas. We have it here for you. Those are excited to get started with the Christmas season. We have our decor out on display, so you can come in and start our decorations early.
Wow.
Early. Yes. Tell me a little bit about Superfarm. How many different stores there are? Today we were here in Trin City, but we've already done Marval. What are the other stores we should...
We have 9 locations across Trinidad. So we have in Gulfview, Gulf City, Coover, Price Plaza. We have us here in Trin City. We have Valsine, West Moorings, Diego Martin. So we have a wide selection all across the country to go to.
What about Tobago? Do we have any in Sister
Isle? Not just yet.
So Superfarm has not experienced Tobago's yet?
Not yet.
Are we heading there?
Maybe soon.
And then I realized we are building one in Mausica.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So that we can look forward to that coming soon. In the near future. What about Sangre Grande? Anything heading in those regions as yet? Any plans afoot based on your knowledge?
No, not as far as I know.
Not as far as you know. What are you looking at?
San Agustin coming soon.
Eh.
A branch in San Agustin coming soon.
Well, so you've heard that right here on your lunchtime, Doctor. You know what pleasantly surprised me when I did the first Superfarm program at Marval?
What's that?
Was the discounts, the giveaways for especially our elderly patients on Tuesdays.
Correct.
To all of our listeners here today and to our customers, tell us a little bit more how they can benefit.
So every Tuesday we have 10% discount for our senior citizens, those persons that are 60 and over. So we have, and in addition to the 10%, they get 10% off already discounted items as well. So over 150 OTC items and 300 of our prescription items, they're already discounted. So they get a further 10% off of that already discounted items.
Well, I am going to make sure I share that to all of my clients, all of my patients, and let them benefit.
Yes.
The one thing I personally have always loved Superfarm for, it's my go-to one-point shop. I'm a busy person, and I'm able to do all of my preparation shopping for my young one prior to him starting school. Now, we have quite a few WhatsApp questions coming in.
Stay with us on the line.
And answer one more question for me. As a pharmacist, tell me, how do you see yourself helping these patients coming in?
Well, you see patients coming in every day. Sometimes genuinely, you see them, they don't have, because you tell them, go to the doctor, but you see that they don't have maybe to go to a private doctor, they don't want to go to the general hospital or wait. So they come to us genuinely for the help. So even if we can't extend the help, we still try to call the doctor, try to get advice. I remember someone coming with their dog asking, and I'm like, I genuinely don't know.
Wow.
Like, we try to call the vets and find out for you, and I got the information for them.
Right.
So just going that extra mile.
No. You're a special kind of pharmacist, because I would deal with pharmacists that will let you know, you have to get a doctor for this, and, I'm so sorry, we have to get a doctor. All right, no, we can't facilitate this. You'd have to go to the doctor. And I find out, it's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you thank you so much,
The majority of the pharmacists I've dealt with are those that care. And what we do know about the Superfarm pharmacists is that they
most
align
definitely.
To
I will give you
we care. I saw that and I've felt it across the board. As I've shared before, us as doctors, we rely on our pharmacists as a very important integral part of the healthcare treatment. And we really appreciate all that you all do. So thank you to all the pharmacists across here in Superfarm Trinidad and Tobago, right here in Trin City, for making sure we give that health, accessible health care to our patients.
Another thing, let's go back to studio, get some more WhatsApp messages. Carrie, any more questions you have for us on the board?
Sure. Hi, good afternoon, doctor. I am having pain down my left hand and across my chest. I went to the hospital twice and they told me that it was muscle spasms. I was given some tablets and a muscle rub, but the pain is still there. What can I do to stop this horrible pain?
Hearing the question, we have patients right here sitting in, so we're getting questions all across. So that particular concern in terms of the pain, Carrie, can you just repeat where the pain was?
The pain is down her left hand and across her chest.
Right. Anytime I hear pain on the chest, there's one thing that comes to mind, and especially if it's left-hand pain,
heart.
We want to rule out, exactly, as Davey mentioned, we want to rule out heart attacks. We want to rule out the preliminary or the precursor, it's called angina. Any pain that one may feel within the chest area, and of course it may radiate to the upper jaw, it may radiate to the left arm, it may even radiate to the back. Those are signs and symptoms. Those are red flags of a myocardial infarction or a heart attack. I don't want to be the one delivering bad news over the radio, but please get it checked out. Here's what we do know about some of our patients. They wait. They sit with this pain until it becomes so debilitating that they may even,
I am guilty.
Yeah?
I'm guilty.
So please take that step. And here's the why. Why you're going to the doctor sooner rather than later. Because we want to prevent end-stage damage. If we can treat that heart attack in the earlier stage, then we can prevent further damage. So there's something called ejection fraction. We want to maintain the ejection fraction of the heart. And if we can just have, say, 1% of that, 2%, then we won't have to have 99% blockage. And that's why for this patient who just messaged in, please go to the doctor sooner rather than later. Those are signs and symptoms of cardiovascular pain. In your Guardian Health Plus Day, we talked all about some of those signs and symptoms of chest pain, heart attack, some of the signs and symptoms of stroke, and how to prevent it. Now, we're here coming down to the last couple of minutes.
We have a call.
Another lovely client who just, as he sat in the chair, continued to share how much he listens to the program. So
yes,
welcome.
Dr. Sophia, I am a very ardent admirer of you because you give people so much very good advice.
Practical, when they have ailments.
I think, and you seem to know all the symptoms and everything. You can answer all the questions. Thank God I have no problems, but I listen to you constantly. I'm from Kumoto, and I came all the way just to know who is this Dr. Sophia.
Wow, well, thank you.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Well, thank you so much.
My heart, and prior to starting the program, I shared today that this is why we do this, to help persons who won't be able to see the doctor easily.
Yes,
there is quite a bit of a knowledge that I have accumulated. It's 20 years I've been in medicine.
Praise the Lord.
It's always been to help persons like yourself.
Yes.
When I think about when my grandmother, who lives all the way in Point Fortin, her difficulty in getting medical care, I know now as a doctor I can make that difference. So thank you for your amazing feedback today.
You're welcome.
Made it all worth it, right?
It made it worth it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for knowing you.
Thank you.
And continue the good work.
Blessings to you, sir.
Thank you very much. If it's one thing you can get from the lunchtime,
89 years old.
Wow. All right. So if it's one thing I must say, Doc, I myself have to applaud you as well. You know, we strive to bring practicality here. And when it comes to the lunchtime doctor, we do our very best to be as honest, open, and transparent with you. You know, as Doc mentioned just now, we don't want to give you bad news over the radio, but still we want to be truthful with what we're telling you. So the urgency of those chest pains that texter has alluded to is one that you don't want to stick on. I am one of those who procrastinate. I will get a toothache and I will go take a tablet, and not recognizing that when you take a tablet for a pain and you take a painkiller and the pain goes away, the doc can back me up on this, it doesn't mean the problem goes away. The pain will be subsided because of the chemicals within the medication. But you still need to go see a dentist or see a doctor for the underlying problems that brought on that in the first place.
And Davey, one thing I've found across the many patients we've seen over the years is that our male patients, they tend to delay and procrastinate. So I'm making a plea today
Guilty. To
all of our patients, all of our listeners, if there's something that does indeed affect, destabilize your health, take that next check and get it checked out. I believe we have one more caller.
Hi, good afternoon. You're live.
Thanks, Gary. Doc, you know something? We know about the EVC, but I invent one too because I love my health. SOS, we talked about that the other day, about 6 months ago, remember? SOS. Salt, oil, sugar. That's the killer. Mm-hmm. And because it is cheap, we abuse it and we pay the penalty. Thanks a lot, Doc.
All right, buddy.
So to that caller, excellent way to end the program. To all of our listeners, yes, let's make sure we optimize our health. Let's make sure we don't have that SOS call. So my call to action to each one of you as we bring this program to a close is that we take those steps to optimize our health. Not only our own health, but the health of our family, the health of our community, the health of your organization. Anything you think you've learned on this program, share it with a loved one. Encourage another person to listen to the program every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're right here across the TBC network. Davey's going to share those network numbers for you.
Indeed so. So you're always locked on live here on Freedom 106.5 FM, Vibe City 105, Sangeet 106.1, and of course Sky 99.5 FM.
Pass it over to Carrie, because I know we have a couple commercials to make sure we play in there. Again, my heartfelt appreciation to everyone right here at Superfarm, the dynamic team of our TBC network, all the hard hands at work that made this program come to pass, and to you, our cherished listeners, who also is the reason why we do this program, why I invest this time to optimize your health. When I worked in the ICU, and those who listen, who are our loyal listeners know, when I worked in the ICU, that's the intensive care unit, every single time one may reach end stage, or if we had to have the conversation of amputating a leg, those things tugged at my heart. And back then I pledged that there will be a way we could have these conversations 1 year before, 5 years before. So be it. God found a way. Now we chat with hundreds of thousands of persons across the nation and across the region. I want you all to take the information, share it. If you're experiencing something that's debilitating your health, get it checked out. Don't wait. Screen. Get your ABCs. As the caller said, know your SOS.
All right.
Give your heart some love. So, right here, signing off from Superfarm Trin City. Over to you, Davey.
It's a wrap for us. We want to say thank you to the Superfarm, all the pharmacists on board, all the staff that accommodated us here this from this morning since 11 o'clock when we started our capsule reports. We would be in a Superfarm in the not-too-distant future again, doing it live on location with the Lunchtime Doctor. Thanks to all patients and customers that passed through and truly benefited from the advice given by the great doc, and look forward to another edition
Tuesday.
Of this.
Next Tuesday.
Next
yes.
Tuesday. We'll be back at it again. Back to you in studio, guys.
And that was the Lunchtime Doctor. Yeah, and they were live at Superfarm, Trin City Central Road. That's in Trin City. We want to thank you guys so much for all the persons who messaged, all the ones who called. Thank you so much. We must say thank you so much to our sponsors as well. Superfarm, your prescription of trust.